Dan Horror with your host, the Mighty Griff.
What's up, bitches? We got a live show for you this week. A new show, not a live show.
Sure, it's live.
Because we're doing shit.
We're not the undead, are we?
We're out doing shit right now while this sumbitch is playing, but hey, you're sitting there listening to it, and that's all that we really care about, so. Oh, and what a show it's going to be. Why? Because we haven't been doing it for a while.
I know, it's been too long, guys. What the hell? Tim's on vacation every time.
Well, you know. Man gotta work.
I got to do. I gotta have it.
Just to do. I had so much shit going on. Last couple weeks, I had to make some notes just so I can remember all the shit that I've got going on. Where should we say? Oh, we got an announcement.
Uh-oh.
We got a new crew member.
Uh-oh.
Yes, I took it upon myself to bring in somebody from the outside.
Uh-oh.
So joining us from time to time on the show, we're going to have Mr. Josh Lunch Meat Shaper. He's going to be coming on to the show and doing his VHS rundown.
He's going to be our third member.
He's going to be our third member.
I need to talk to him anyway, because he and I are going to do some stuff with that VHS theater together.
Cool.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
So if anybody out there is interested, go and hunt the lunch meat Josh down and add him to your friends list on your Facebook and keep in touch, because he's usually quite on top of the VHS realm. I'm slowly out of it since a long, long time ago. I haven't bought a VHS tape since
1986.
Actually, since like 6 months ago.
Actually, Superflea, I bought a nice little stack of. A treasure chest.
I guess I bought a handful of them at the flea market.
You went to a Cornucopia.
Oh, Netflix. Let's talk about Netflix. What's Tim showing?
That's what our fearless co-captain's fucking doing right now.
I am thinking about being a wizard or a Jedi or a Viking. I hate religious indecision.
Who the heck is that?
That's Amanda.
That's what Amanda's doing right now.
Oh, Lord.
Wizard or a fucking Jedi.
What that's supposed to say is I'm thinking about having sex with a wizard or a Jedi or a Viking.
With the goblets.
I want to feel the dark side.
With the goblets.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Netflix. We were talking about Netflix earlier tonight.
There's some good ones on there.
Beautiful. Have you been on Netflix lately, Todd? Do you get on Netflix at all?
Sometimes.
Fucking Raw Meat, Inferno, Deep Red.
I just watched.
I already have all that stuff, though.
I just watched a beautiful version of Incredible Melting Man last night.
Yeah, that's a good copy of that. Fucking Slugs is on there. The Wineyard.
Yeah, Slugs. Yeah.
Just a bunch of craziness. So if anybody's on the Netflix, check out some of that craziness. It's actually pretty good. I watched Raw Meat this morning. I had to. I seen it. I was like, oh.
I was sorting through their violent what was it, violent action movies.
Yeah.
And came across the old Vigilante and had to call up Griff and go, you got to watch this son of a bitch.
Quite interesting. Quite interesting.
He done blew that kid out the winder.
The baby's even on Netflix. If anybody heard the show over here, we talked about the baby. Baby don't walk, baby don't talk. Go check that fucking monstrosity out. It's worth every minute.
You got to dig a little deeper for Bubby.
Bubby? I don't think Bubby's on there.
It's because I think it's been kicked off. They said, this motherfucker's got to go.
Put it up.
We don't have space for your kind, Bubby.
Oh, good times. Well, in our dilemma of being away for a while, I got into the 70s realm of movies. Started watching the old. Actually, I've been on this real big, huge Planet of the Apes kick lately. Went back and got the entire series on Blu-ray. Watched those. Picked up the TV show on DVD off of Amazon, I think, for $2. And the animated series.
Oh, boy. Oh,
good times. I haven't watched the animated series yet.
Man. How long did that fucker run?
Wasn't very long. I think it was only like 12 or 13 episodes.
And they ran out of bananas and said, shut this fucker down.
Watched Westworld, Future World. Watched Soylent Green.
Did you watch Waterworld?
No. No. Yeah, the closest I want to come to Waterworld is flushing my fucking toilet. Which is about what I felt like after watching it the first time.
He's got fins!
Where's my bush?
He's aquatic.
Watch me drink my piss. Watch me drink my piss.
I know. Let's make a $500 million movie about pee drinking.
I can't filter
this. Better watch out. Tom Six will be taking all of your ideas to the bank.
I can't filter this fucking ocean like I can filter my piss.
That's going to be the next.
Oh, that's some good.
That's going to be the next human centipede.
Have you heard about the new human centipede?
He's going to stitch some motherfuckers up and throw them in a fish tank somewhere.
Have you heard anything about the new human centipede?
Just what Mike was saying about it being 4 hours fucking long.
This is what it was reported as. 500 people.
What a hunk of junk.
Now, how in the fuck are you going to get 500 people to stay fucking
That's
gathered?
A whole lot of staples for old Harvey.
I can't believe you guys even like the second one.
The second one's fucking awesome.
You didn't like the second one?
Just terrible.
How can you not like the second one?
That
fucking sacrilege.
That laxative scene?
Bastard.
That was beautiful.
The whole fucking... Dude. The fucking whole mom scene.
The only reason that thing existed was just for people pooping. I mean, there was no other reason for that movie to exist.
Fuck yeah.
It wasn't even well made. It was just terribly thrown together. I mean, at least the first one had something going for it. Cinematography.
You didn't like the cinematography? I love that. I like
that was
the whole
so fucking
bleak, man.
You didn't think fucking David Lynch when you seen that fucking thing?
I just wanted. I told Griff the only thing missing was that fucking violin soundtrack from Necromantic.
I did not think David Lynch because there's a guy that has talent compared to a guy that has.
Oh,
poop.
Come on now.
Incoherent fucking
serious?
Bastard.
Hey, I have a couple of different movies here. I loved Wild at Heart. Thought it was great. I loved Lost Highway. Thought it was great. Mulholland Drive. Thought it was great.
Yeah, but did you know what the fuck was going on in any of those movies?
Yeah. Blue Velvet, you can tell what's going on.
Oh, Blue Velvet, that's a masterpiece.
Exactly.
But if it was in black and white with people pooping everywhere, you'd have a double whammy. Stitched up, bitch up, mommy! Shove a Pabst Blue Ribbon up his ass and...
How often do you get to watch somebody fucking simulate fucking jerking off with sandpaper?
Well, if you watch that
on the job,
if you watch the new Johnny Morgan movie, that House of Flesh Mannequins, that's all you get. I was thinking of Tim the whole time because the whole movie was nothing but freaking penises waving in the camera.
Oh, Jesus!
Not only that, the dude.
Have you seen that Embodiment of Evil, The Coffin Joe?
No, I haven't.
Oh Lord,
I can't
dude,
find
you
it.
You gotta
either.
Watch it. I got it on Blu-ray from Griff.
Amazon, baby.
Yeah. Oh, you dirty dogs!
Yeah, baby.
Is it any good?
Oh, dude. The big giant boar with the chick, he guts out of the pig and fucking flops out on the floor and he starts licking the fucking pig membrane off her forehead. Oh.
How is it you never, do you ever shop on Amazon?
No, man. I can't get things in the mail in the city. You're up there.
What?
You're way up there.
I'm in fucking Raytown and I get shit.
Yeah, dude. That's the thing. This local area, dude, to get those gauntlets, I had to chase down the mailman. True story.
Serious?
True story.
You pissed somebody off.
Yeah, you.
That whole neighborhood.
The only problem I have with my mailman is he gets mad because he's delivering so much shit on a daily basis. He's got to make a special trip out of his fucking truck.
They won't get out of the truck. That's the thing with those. They put a little. I was there waiting for him all day. Told him I was waiting for him. They put a little thing in my mailbox that said, "Sorry, we missed you." I said, "You didn't miss me. I was watching you pull up and put it in my mailbox."
Well, you know what you need to do?
I chased him
buy
down.
Buy a bigger fucking mailbox.
I have a Jesus huge mailbox.
Buy you
put a goddamn milk jug basket.
Get you one of them giant. Get you one of them giant PO boxes.
Or get you some fucking out of work midget to stand next to your fucking post box and fucking give your shit when he comes by.
Hello.
Hey man, if you know any of those, I'm all over that. Have you guys seen the two-headed shark yet? Is that good?
Fucking awesome. How can you go wrong with fucking CGI shark movies?
Well, that isn't CGI, though. They actually showed on
how
they made it.
There's plenty of CGI in that fucking movie.
I just saw him making the creature and thought that was cool. And also, Super Shark is like a creature in a
Have you seen
suit.
The fucking trailer for Camel Spiders?
No.
Oh, that's a turd.
I saw the artwork.
That's a Corman turd.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's going to be a goodie.
Speaking of Corman, did you see they're showing the documentary down there at Screenland this weekend?
I did not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bastards.
He's too busy buying fucking Boba Fett gauntlets.
Are not Boba Fett.
They're also showing Battle Royale down there next weekend.
Now, that's supposed to be out Tuesday on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
I got it.
I'm going to go down there.
You already got it?
I got it.
That movie's going to be a hoot.
I got it from overseas. Did you get the release from Anchor Bay?
Yeah.
Have you watched it?
Yeah.
Well, how's the quality?
Spectacular.
I've heard different things.
I liked it.
That's what they'll be showing there, won't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what they do. But I picked up the Japanese one, and it looked pretty good.
You can get the first one
right
by itself, or you can buy the set.
I want the set, yeah.
DVD set,
so. I actually like the second one. I'm probably
one
of the few.
Some people don't. I mean, some people like the...
They didn't like it, yeah. I wonder why. Did you watch the second one?
I just watched the first one. I put it in briefly just to check the quality.
I got you.
But... Like I said, I've been on this huge fucking 70s kick, so I've pretty much just watched Planet of the Apes and...
Nothing wrong with that, man.
Green slabs of Soylent Green and The Omega Man and...
The Omega Man!
I was going to put in Logan's Run, but I was like, nah, I don't think so.
I got a big old bowl of Lucky Charms and put gummo in this morning.
Did you watch it in the bathtub?
Before I just filled the bathtub full of Lucky Charms and spoiled milk and just scooped it up.
Did you scoop it up in handfuls? Did you go downstairs and lift weights with silverware?
I skinned a couple kitty cats out in the backyard.
Sniff some glue as you watch the special feature.
Some say he's a fucking legend.
I say he's the Antichrist.
Greatest soundtrack of all time.
The best part, though, is where they're digging the fucking BB out of the grandma's toe as she's laying catatonic on the fucking bed.
No, dude.
Or when they find the fucking...
Midget arm wrestling in the fucking kitchen.
Fuck you, man! Go break this chair! Beautiful. What about where they fucking are in the kid's fucking bedroom and they find the pictures of him all fucking... Polaroided out with the fucking little
makeup on. They move the pictures in the living room and all the cockroaches scooter all over the fucking walls. Oh, yeah.
I think they're getting bigger. They're definitely a little bit more puffy.
There ain't a bad second in that movie. Duct tape, scotch tape.
I like Patrick Swayze.
I like electric tape.
I like werewolves.
I like swimming in the swimming pool during the rain. While kissing a kid with rabbit ears. Can you help me find my dog?
I'll give you $4 for the whole batch.
Man, someone's phone.
My wife says hello to everybody.
Hello, wife.
Hola,
Michelle.
Good times. Well, you want to talk about Saint.
Huh?
The shit she puts up with.
That's a good thing.
7 o'clock this morning. Hey, let's watch Raw Meat, sweetie. What's this about? Oh, it's about
just watch.
English people who live just in the watch. Sewer or in the tunnels and the tubes, as they say. Oh my God, is she dead? Yeah, they're all dead. He eats them. That's gross. Over Pop-Tarts, coffee, and chocolate milk, we watched Raw Meat. Good times. It doesn't get much better than that. Oh, I can't think of what else is coming out.
Dark Shadows, baby. That's all that matters. Another great fucking Burton Depp combo.
I like Burton and Depp normally. I haven't seen
the trailer. Jesus. I'm going to have to watch the trailer tonight.
It's a turd, man. It's a big, steaming fucking turd.
Did I tell you about the fucking box set that's coming out for Dark Shadows?
Yeah, the $700 one.
The complete series. Every episode.
Why don't you bootleg
like
that?
Like three or four discs full of extras. $450
for this. And they wonder why people illegally download shit.
Dude, MPI released those things a long time ago on DVD. And I think they were selling for almost $30 a disc. I mean, that collection was huge. I mean, granted, it ran for fucking ever, but still.
Now they'll have the new. They'll re-release all.
Well, it'll be like everything else. McFarlane will fucking make original Dark Shadow figures, or somebody will come out with the Dark Shadows bust, and then they'll make fucking Barnabas's fucking cane. Somebody will sell that for $600. Now, Sideshow will do that. Sideshow will make a bunch of fucking limited to three fucking figures. And
I am kind of excited about that aspect. We'll have some t-shirts with Jonathan Frid on them. That'll be pretty cool.
Or Johnny Depp.
Because I think the new Rue Morgue, we got to talk about the new Horror Hound, too. Because I think actually the new Horror Hound had some Dark Shadows. Well, they did.
They do. They had the whole cover.
The retrospect.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they had like some.
You know, your very own Fangirl Radio, the girl in charge of that's the one who writes all that. She's one of the big people in charge.
Well, congratulations to her, and a big thank you to her, because she did one hell of a job on the whole fucking Hammer layout. Did you read that?
I haven't yet.
Oh,
Mark.
If anybody wants to,
I haven't been able to find it anywhere yet. It's probably up at Hastings.
Fucking Borders has got it, or fucking.
I bought my copy at Kmart.
Liar.
In the fucking automotive department right next to it.
Right there by your 1967 Pinto how-to manual.
I think Barnes & Noble's usually carries it about now.
Do they? All right.
But if anybody is...
Or you can get the new Hunger Games Fangoria.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But anyway, if you're interested in the Hammer movies, Horror Hound did an excellent job on this huge retrospect on it. But it goes through and lays out all the movies that Hammer did. Not all of them, but all the horror ones. And actually gives you a nice listing. I think three or four of them are out of print. But they can tell you, you know, usually where you can find them. You can get them on any of the online places, what you're basically going to pay.
Isn't most of the Hammer stuff pretty readily available?
It was to an extent. Anchor Bay did a real nice release of them back in the early 90s on VHS, real nice clamshells and detailed covers. And
or you could just order the whole box set like you got.
It's not the complete box set. It's just 21 of them.
They're waiting. They're waiting another 3 months, and they're going to make the complete Hammer box set.
Did Tim tell you how much he paid for that box set? It was like fucking $13 American. It cost me more to ship it over here than it did to fucking buy the thing.
That's crazy. I'm telling you, they're like the asylum here.
I take it back, it was £7.99, I think is what they say. So it's like $7, but it's like $1.58 for every one of their dollars. So I think it was like $14, $15 for fucking set. And it's beautiful. It's got crazy little fucking postcards and all kinds of nice little book. Folds up, nice little box. I had to do some taping to it when I got it.
We get recycled paper.
Dude, we can't even get a fucking case in this country. Look at this. I get a fucking recycle symbol.
Yep.
Every time I spend $30 on a fucking DVD and I can't even get a fucking full solid case. You remember cases when DVDs first came out?
Could fucking the Blu-rays are like that though still, aren't they?
Some. They're going to this fucking recycled bullshit too. So
they're all communists.
Bastards.
Dirty dogs.
Making me change my fucking light bulbs. Dick faces. I'm running 120-watt bulbs in every fucking fixture in my house. Take that, Obama.
I'm keeping fries warm, bitches.
Fry them up, bitches.
I want all them bugs to fly right to it and just zap away into a voltage heaven.
See you later, bitches.
Stay away from me, little China bug.
Well, you know, we have to cut back for the war machine that's brewing.
My God.
good
times.
Anything
cool going around? Anything exciting? What's upcoming releases? Come on, Griff, you know.
I don't know of any. Dude, everything keeps getting fucking pushed back.
It did.
Oh, and by the way, I did track down a Millennium Edition of the Deadly Spawn.
Turd.
On Blu-ray.
Turd.
Fucking awesome. Very, very good quality. I thought it looked really good. Had really good, really, really
better
good
than the DVD?
Dude, it's been so long since I watched that DVD.
That DVD's good, man. That's
I'm
nice
not. Yeah,
quality.
I remember it being nice. I mean, it's easily comparable to it. You know, now as from what the extras.
Why don't
have,
they make a fucking figure for that? Release it in a collector's figure. And the mouth opens and the disc slides out. I mean, you got one of the greatest fucking monsters of all time. You better...
Well, Bump Productions made the hand puppet, but it was a limited run.
I know. I've
you
been
can't
trying
see
to get
them
one.
Fuckers anywhere.
$60, dude. There was one on eBay, and I didn't get it. I kicked myself. So... It's Alive's on there still. I keep looking
at
it.
Yeah, It's Alive, baby.
It's just what I need is a little pedophiliac puppet stuck to my arm when I roll into Walmart.
Taser him, for God's sake! That'd be awesome.
But yeah, everything gets getting pumped back.
We're close to Halloween, buddy. They're gonna release a bunch of shit there.
And I don't
Frankenweenie. Frankenweenie, did you see the trailer for that one yet?
Megalon.
That looks good.
That whole Godzilla versus Megalon.
What the hell is going on?
It fucking dropped off. I don't even know what no, they're not even listed to date now.
I think it has something to do with the radiation levels in fucking Japan.
I think we need to write them a letter.
Mother's
dude.
Day. That fucking thing was supposed to
disappeared.
You know,
it's gone.
I seen Lloyd was looking for new Toxies for that remake he's making.
Fuck.
Oh, no, not a remake. Why not another sequel? The last one's actually all right.
Flip that horse over. He's been beating on for like. Fuck's sake.
You can't make sequels about a fucking possessed chicken there, Lloyd.
Yeah. Don't even get me started on that fucking deal.
It's still going for $18 used.
I know it's weird. I like the movie okay, but
there's a lot of shit crazy fucking used. I was over in Zona Rosa at the vintage stock. Fucking $19.99 for a used copy of Shark Night on DVD. I was like, are you ridiculous. Fucking stoned in this bitch?
Well, of course they are. Ever since Ben left and then he came back, but since he left, haven't you noticed that things have been, now that he's back, let's hope he can get back in control of some stuff. But that chick, dude, the one that's the actual manager over there, I don't have a problem with her as a person, but dude, every time a Batman case comes in, she takes all the Batmans out, like a DC Comics case. She took
Todd
all the Batman bobbleheads.
All the managers up there.
Yeah, Ben's a good guy, though.
Communist bastards.
Who? Right, Ben?
Big Ben.
B-E-N, yeah. Oh.
Or bad Ben is stock.
Yeah, and he always tries to put stuff as cheap as possible, but man, she throws...
Yeah, how is Bloody Disgusting putting their stuff out for so cheap?
Because they got to deal with Walmart. They're fucking covered. You know how many fucking Walmarts are in this country? A hell of a lot more vintage stocks. I mean...
Yeah.
And if you're fucking... if you,
it's keep, just so funny, dude.
Yeah, but you think about all of them
they
fucking...
Have no, they're so anal about what they'll carry musically and shit, and they're just... Pumping out, they got no idea what's sitting on their shelf.
Well, it's because you get all them fucking urban rednecks and the fucking.
Well, the distributors sell them to them for like $4. They don't care. Yeah, $3. They don't give a damn.
You know, and they're selling them for $9 a pop, and you get these people out there in urban nowhere and all this other places in between to go in there and, oh, wow, look at this $10. Fuck, that shit's flying off the shelves.
Yep.
And them poor bastards, they don't know what's good and what's bad, so. Like it's just money in their pocket.
Well, we can tell that by what's in their music collection.
Hence the woman being there.
That is awesome that they have that, though.
I'm sorry, but I think Ketchum, like I said, I think that son of a bitch has got some fucking repressed child abuse. He's not letting out or doesn't want to remember or something.
Well, and you haven't seen the one girl next door or whatever it is?
Yeah, but it's the same fucking thing. Old child abuse, yeah. Beaten, fucking.
Well, it's a lot worse than the woman.
Yeah, by a long shot.
Acting
yeah.
wise, or just
the content, it's pretty bleak, man.
Well, I mean, I'm not you know, I mean, fuck, I don't care about bleak, but oh fuck, I forgot to tell you. Speaking of bleak, fucking, I was on Amazon UK. They have fucking all of the they got fucking Scram, Necromantic 2. The Toad King. All for like fucking.
They need to give them to you free.
3 pounds and.
Do they have $3.99. Do they have a creepy little German guy come and play the violin while you watch them?
Pieces of shit. I'm not even trying to be mean, man. Everyone has a right to like those movies, but those movies I thought sucked.
You don't like the cinematography in them?
Actually, that's the only good thing about them.
Necromantic is a beautiful. Actually, both Necromantics. How can you not like a guy Harry carrying himself on his bed?
Another goddamn wanker.
I just want that soundtrack so I can play it on Halloween.
You can buy the whole soundtrack.
I just want it playing on Halloween when the kids
I thought that
come.
Was the best part of that movie when you fucking Harry carries himself on that bed and you get the big fucking paper mache penis spewing semen, and then all of a sudden it just goes from white to red. Of course, it doesn't match the fucking flaming hard-on and taxidermia. I still don't know what the fuck
within the first 5 minutes. Have you seen taxidermia yet?
You bastards told me it was a rough ride, so I stayed away.
Oh, you haven't seen taxidermia yet?
You told me not to.
Watch taxidermia. Dude.
You warned me.
Slop humping that fucking wheelbarrow full of pig guts? Good Lord.
What about the whole fucking eating contest?
Oh, dude, and the cat's eating the big bastard? Yeah, and the...
the
speed reeling, sucking the guts out and puking everywhere. That movie's
me and Michelle watched
train wreck.
We watched it. She sat through the whole fucking thing. Dude didn't even bat an eye. The part that got her,
the sweat,
was the fucking sweat drip when the fucking sweat rolled off the tip of that fucking dude's nose onto that chick's corner of her mouth, and she stuck her tongue out and licked it up. I thought fucking Michelle was gonna go through the fucking
that movie's room. That movie's. And I remember waiting for, I seen the trailer for that, and I waited like 3 years to finally get it. And I could have waited another three.
Good times. What'd you picked up a foreign movie the last time you were up in St. Joe. What was that you got? It wasn't Rare Exports. It was, you got
The Last Circus.
The Last Circus.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I picked up The Last Circus. And
that's a crazy, I thought of you when I watched that movie too.
That's a great flick, man. That's a great.
Like, what's that? Tim would like.
Speaking of movies coming out, I think it's that one.
Totally had a Raimi kind of vibe to it. I could have seen Raimi doing something like.
There's
that.
What's that? The last. What is it? The Carnival Bazaar.
Yeah, Theater Bazaar.
Right, Theater Bazaar. I think it comes out in the next couple weeks. I think it's kind of.
We won't be able to find the damn thing, but yeah.
I watch Drive Angry.
I'm hoping
again
I can find.
Blu-ray.
I don't even know if I'll be able to find the damn. Battle Royale, American set.
Oh, you'll be able to find it.
Amazon, $3.
What you need to start doing, I'll give you my new address up in St. Joe.
You moved up there, didn't you?
Well, I will be. But if you want to order that shit, have it sent to my house, and then I'll just bring it down, like, on the day that I'm working. Because I can bring it, if it shows up, I have it, I can bring it in on a Tuesday when you do your show, or I can just hold it and bring it in on a Friday.
Okay. Bada boom, bada bing.
Bada bing.
I don't know. You're probably not into video games, are you, Todd?
I like some of
What's
them.
That new lollipop one James Gunn's got? With the crazy little cheerleader chick killing all the zombies? You see anything on that?
Mm-mm.
It's like the hot new movie coming out, or the hot new video game. It's something lollipop.
May 15th, Diablo 3.
Diablo.
It comes out. I don't know. I've been stuck on fucking Star Wars: The Old Republic.
Me is the Arkham City. I just love that one.
I've been playing Burger Time. That's all I care about.
Have you seen any of the graphics on that fucking Star Wars movie?
It's amazing, dude.
Dude, it's nice. It just makes you want to dress up like Darth Vader.
I can help you with that.
That new Battle Royale, the Blu-ray, is $32 on Amazon.
The what?
The new Battle Royale Complete Collection.
Oh, is it? The one thing that I found funny, though, on that game, Todd,
what's that?
When you're building your character, there's actually a body type, and you can be fat, as if you can see a fat Sith Lord running around.
That's cool, though, man. You got to give him credit for that.
Be more like the guy from fucking Dune.
I want to be a hairless Ewok.
Wow.
It'd be Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, shit. No.
Midget Jar Jar Binks. Albino Binks.
Man, I had a really cool little guy on Night Watch. I had Felix Sela, who played Tweaky.
Tweaky.
Yeah, he was on Night Watch. We had a whole Buck Rogers blowout, man.
How come you didn't have a guy who was the voice of Tweaky?
He's dead.
Oh.
That's kind of a
see, that's for the... Well, you could have had him on there, man. It's a paranormal show.
Yeah.
Break out the Ouija board.
Spook to us.
Dibby, dibby, dibby.
Holy hell. There's just no way.
Ouija? I like werewolf.
Jaja Hill with the Ouija board?
Like, yep.
That's too much for me, man. Too much.
We got to do a shout out.
Shout out.
Shout out. Forgot who to shout out.
Oh, geez.
Tim Merrill.
Now it sounds all artificial. We had to look it up. Damn it.
Tim Merrill, the Canadian in Korea.
Todd much? Knows Tim from Pete's show. I think that's the first time I ever talked to him.
Is it?
Yeah, he called into Pete's a couple times when we were on there.
He sent me an email, said hi to everybody.
That's cool. He's a good guy.
Said he digs the show.
Good. And then he throws the dirt back on top
of
it.
No, he says he likes us because we're assholes. He's an asshole, too.
Made us feel good. He said he listens to us on the train ride into work.
That's cool. That's a good thing.
The smell of ass and kimchi through the air. It's good to know that we're our wonderful voices. Our wonderful voices are... cutting,
popping squats next to him, shooting out little kimchi turds.
Speaking of kimchi turds, we got a break.
Break.
We need to get a kimchi sponsor.
All right. Well, speaking of kimchi, here's a song for everybody to enjoy, and we'll be back. Bye bye.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going on. Oh,
Been Rickrolled right here on More Horror Than Horror. They told me it was the Dead Kennedys, and I ended up playing Islands in the Friggin' Stream.
That's gonna be our new thing. My agenda every week is to find two of the most fucking out of left field songs
rock
I could possibly find to play during our show.
Well, I think you started off with a hell of a note.
Just wait till the end of the show. Just wait till the end of the show. Gonna be beautiful.
We're gonna get Lionel Richie.
Oh no, something way better.
Oh boy,
I'm not even able to do that.
Hey, come on down to Donald Mahanahan, original child clown out.
I'm the original child clown out.
Clown out, clown out,
clown out. It's in my blood. It's in my balls. Let's get something straight. It's not my fault. My son touched those clowns. He broke the golden rule. Never touch the clowns.
Let the clowns come to you.
Hey, not now. Donnie says, no. They should have used the stick to him. I told him, did he listen? Hey, that's for a jury. My other son, Mike, got shot in the face. So come to me.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, for the last time, quiet.
I'm going to have to put him in cages they can't see.
Genius. A genius.
Awesome. Oh.
I'm going to have to bury him in the backyard.
I'm going to get me a gun and bury me an angel.
My oldest son got shot in the face. Don't touch the clowns. Let the clowns touch you.
I'm going to have to watch that tonight when I go home. Oh.
I'm going to have to go see it, man. I think it's playing.
Bury me an angel.
It's playing all weekend.
Wieners on the big screen.
Oh no.
Wieners in the big screen.
What is this? Damn wiener fest. Oh Lord, here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Another wiener bites the dust.
Red Cone sound drop.
Hey, that one's the one. Anytime you talk about wieners, what's better than Wham?
That's our sound drop. Don't touch the clowns. Let the clowns touch you. I love my fucking swords.
Nah. Lord have mercy.
Want some Boba Fett gauntlets?
It looked like you poke
Those
an eye
are
out
not
with them
Boba
things.
Fett.
Why are they curved?
Batman Begins.
You make a hell of a bong.
You're going to get fucking carpal tunnel wearing them.
You make a hell of a bong out of them son of a bitches.
What's wrong with you guys?
Put that on my schmeckle.
Tyler Perry don't wear shit like that, Tom.
Good. That's exactly why I need to wear more of it.
I heard that's going to hit you. I heard he's going to play the new Batman.
Whatever.
Stop or I'll motherfucking shoot.
Tyler Perry wouldn't even cuss. That'd be so lame.
Stop, Perp. Hey, Perp.
He holds his batarang at an angle. Stop. Fucking kicks a Batmobile with a three-wheel motion.
We should remake Blank Man.
They did.
Do it right. Do it right the first time.
Wasn't he supposed to have been fully retarded in that, but they like fucking...
Yeah, that's how his act was, man. That was how he was back in Living Color days.
What the gun now? What's wrong with you?
Who's that one guy that you showed me earlier? The fucking MS fucking.
Good. That was Tim that shot that to me. Good old Tim. Frank Moore. I know you've heard of Frank Moore, haven't you? You probably had him on before.
Yeah. Yep.
Look at Todd shake his head. Dear God. Yes.
How'd that interview turn out?
Frightening as always.
Was it all over the place?
Did you hear his kick-ass Black Sabbath cover?
I think you ought to play that.
I think I deleted that off my phone.
That needs to be my ringtone. Where do you get that?
Have that son of a bitch spark off in the middle of a... answer a call at the Special Olympics with that son of a bitch going off.
Yeah, he's probably sung the national anthem there.
Took him 3 hours. We've
got a special guest, Frank Moore, to start the festivities. Okay. Man down.
What's wrong with my eye? Put the lock on one side of his chair. He sits there, spins in circles. Wheel of confusion. I'm on a roll.
It's so deep in YouTube, dude. I can't see it. I got to get through the. I got to get through the bushfires to get down to the Sabbath videos. Holy crap!
Bushfires.
Yeah, he's got a lot of bushes in his videos. He's a madman. He lives in San Francisco. That's all they need to know.
He's wild. So wild, even Jerry Lewis couldn't contain him.
He couldn't do it. Lady!
So much man, not even one telethon.
Oh, dude, that there was a bunch of those on Netflix. I made the mistake of clicking one of them fucking Jerry Lewis movies. God damn, dude. That son of a bitch needs to be on Ritalin.
Yeah, they make you angry.
It's just him shitting his pants for 90 minutes.
Those are good horror movies for people to watch. What's that one that he did that he like refuses to release it where he was the fucking the Nazi clown?
Oh.
You ever read about that one? Have you heard?
See, now the hackers need to break into the telethon one time.
It was
show the clips of it.
He played, if you look it up, it fucking sounds wild as shit. Supposedly he's like a Jewish clown that's in a German like Nazi concentration camp. And his job is, I mean, he helps, you know, cheer up the kids.
Cheer everybody up before they go in the shower.
And pretty much is what it is. He's like, that's his job. He's like, he's this clown, and he's like, entertains
these
kids.
That sounds like a Bobcat Goldthwait movie.
Zip.
Speaking of, have you seen Father of the Year? Bobcat Goldthwait, Robin Williams?
Yeah.
And Robin Williams' wiener flopping around?
That's what she was saying.
Oh, good.
I never watched that part.
His kid's a fucking scat freak watching German scat porn, wrapping his dad's dirty socks around his neck, choking himself. I'm thinking, what? How in the fuck did Robin Williams sign on for this project? 89-year-old Robin Williams flopping down the hallway, ass just flailing side to side. Dude.
I'm appalled.
I was scared shitless. And it's funny because the cover art's the hilarious comedy of the year. And, you know, he's wanking off, spanking it to scat porn the first 30 seconds of the movie. I'm like, oh, we've set the tone here tonight. We know what's going to happen. I just want the Bobcat from Police Academy.
What was Bobcat in one of the scat porners? Or what he did?
No, he directed it. Man. Oh. Yeah, he's directed all these. That new one he did looks pretty good where the two fucking people go on the shooting spree.
What the hell is that?
Who's this? Oh, Lord.
Oh,
This tells you all you need to know about the human race. That he has a harem of women. How, Todd? Do him and that chick that you had on that you made us watch some videos of, the goblin gal, you think they've done a record together?
I'm lost.
The one... Beak Geek Goblin. What was the one we watched? The last show. The gal with the glasses.
You had her on the show. The chick, the singer.
Goblin chick?
She was going to be on, was it Brad's show?
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Jan Terry. Okay.
What was the tune? What was her that
get,
catchy
get
tune?
Down Goblin.
Get Down Goblin.
No!
Get Down Goblin.
Have you?
Then, that'd be a killer.
Have you gone to Horror Boobs yet?
No.
Pull up Horror Boobs.
I'm afraid.
No.
Scared.
Don't be afraid.
Why wouldn't I be afraid?
It's fucking fearsome. Lynette Quigley, dude. Full-born Bush. Brink Stevens found the little man in the boat and everything. Put up horrorboobs.com, people. Go to horrorboobs.com. You can see pictures of Lynette Quigley and Brink Stevens doing naughty things to each other.
Or don't, and save yourself the eye.
Oh, you go to that son of a bitch.
Flip down Goblin. Get down Goblin.
Go there right now.
Get down Goblin.
Fucking light's going to go out in that fucking fish tank of yours in a minute.
He's going to have that
Michelle Bauer's awesome.
He's going to have that sandpaper out.
I bought Stepford Wives tonight.
Leslie Hall.
On Blu-ray?
The original one.
Leslie.
Oh, yeah, it's not on Blu-ray.
Leslie Hall.
No. I'm still waiting for the Deadly Spawn and Demons. I'm ready for that. When that somebody
Demons is actually coming out. I think it comes out this week or next week on Arrow. You can buy them individually, or you can buy them both in a steelbook.
Released in the 30th of April.
Yeah.
That's going to be nice.
I think I'd want them individually, though, because when you individually get more shit, I don't think they pack the steelbook like they do.
Right. I agree. And I'm not a big fan of the second one. Everyone tells me I'm a loser because I don't like the second one that much, but I felt like it was weird.
Fuck sake. Jesus Christ, have we not gone to hell in a handbasket tonight?
We have.
We started off strong.
It was all
what
good.
The fuck is that? Is that for real? Or is that a Tim and Eric skit? What the fuck is going on? What was that fucking Japanese band you listened to?
Toshoremi. Toshoremi.
The chick had the fucking death metal vocals.
Toshoremi.
Well, who was the group that sung about the food all the time?
That's Sibomoto.
Fuck. Have you heard them?
That was John Lennon's son, was a bass player.
Oh, fuck's sake.
I have not heard
the
that.
The one band's all right. The chick that fucking played. Bring that shit up. I'm sure people.
They need to know.
Yeah, he used to spring this shit on me all the time. We'd go fucking around. You heard this? Fucking blast it. I'm like, what the hell? I can only imagine them two. Fucking. Did you see that thing, that stack of movies I picked up from fucking Hastings?
Yeah, I told you. I thought of you when I saw those up there.
They must be selling off all the rental shit. Cause
they're
those
selling
are
a lot of
tapes.
It. I just picked up, what was it I just picked up there last week? Jesus. That... Black Roses for $2.99.
Oh, right. It's all rental stuff.
Yeah. That's that new goddamn manager, dude. What the hell's up with the new management up there? They're getting rid of everything. Anything horror-related, which is good for you and I, but then what does that bode for the
future? Well, that's what I was... when I was up at Toys R Us, man, I went to see if they had those new Evil Dead figures.
Mm-hmm.
All their horror, all those old Universal retro figures and all they had, it's all thrown in the clearance all the way in that back aisle, and that's it. There's no other horror.
How much
stuff
are the
whatsoever.
Retro figures?
They're still
for?
Like $16.
Yeah, they're outrageous.
Man. They're stupid expensive. They had all the, they had like some of the monster figures and some Predator stuff and the Bride of Frankenstein's and movie Maniac right. series and stuff like that. But they're all still. I don't think anything was under $10.
It's crap.
Well, that's naturally that shit. The shit that
they had to make room for all their last Airbender figures they had. because there's a big run on those right now.
Jeez. Well, they got to clear out two aisles for the Avengers toys and Hulk. I don't know, what is this, like the fourth or fucking fifth rendition of Hulk hands that's come out?
No, those suck.
And then, because the only thing it is all the shit that they didn't sell the first time. They just repackaged it and put her back out on the market.
Exactly, I hate that.
Oh, we didn't sell those 150 million fucking plastic Thor hammers we made when the Thor movie came out? Well, just repackage them for the Avenger movie. All the fucking bags. Little plastic Captain America shields.
They had a ton of Avenger stuff in there.
You know?
Had a ton of Green Lantern shit, man. They had like half an aisle of Green Lantern. Because
it fucking bombed. Nobody fucking knows Green Lantern. The fuck is this?
We think it is. It's a fucking nature boy.
Jeez. Where's the fucking Japanese?
The nature boy.
Get them fucking Japanese
styling and profiling.
Wearing a fucking Hurricanes jersey.
I did, because he was in Florida. You got to entice the crowd, baby.
It was a hockey jersey.
Oh, wacky.
Good times.
Great oldies.
Where are we at time-wise?
We are in Kansas City, Central Time. You've got 1 minute.
1 minute. Hurry up. People can go wait.
I can't find an album.
Oh, fuck's sake.
I can only find the live version. It sounds like...
Well. Turdelicious.
I'll find them for you next week.
Turdelicious.
So until then, Facebook, email us more horror and horror at hotmail.com.
Are we done?
Todd, you got our second song ready to roll?
I do.
And we're out of here.
Oh, Jesus.
Have a good week, everybody. Bye-bye. We'll see ya. It's an invitation to my gangster. This game right here is rough as fuck. These hoes out here about the bucks. These fools out here will break the bus. I have no fear, we're afraid of what. And with my peers, I'm coming up. Fools talk real loud, but don't run up. When we come through, they run and duck. We still right here, so what? Nigga, I'm tired of these niggas barking that shit. Talking the shit from the concrete, but ain't talking the shit. In videos, in a bitch pose, in a throwback. Holding a gat, ain't gon' bust, I know that. It's a dub SD thing, dub C brain. And we don't fuck with niggas in khaki G-strings. Fuck moving, I'm clearing the crowd. It's that who back and bandana, grim and lemon now. The original. Evacuate the building, bitch, here come a plane. No, it's the mad ass West Side Connect gang. And fuck what you claim, nigga, this who bang. With enough game to drive a square bitch insane. And we number one gunners, no, we ain't stunners. It's real with us, homie killers and drug runners. And Mac be the D-boy and the H2 Hummer. Looking hotter than a motherfucking L.A. summer, let's go. This game right here is rough as fuck. These hoes out here about the bucks. These fools out here afraid to bust. I have no fear, we're afraid of what. And with my peers, I'm coming up. Fools talk real loud, but don't run up. When we come through, they run and duck. We still right here, so what? What the fuck is Ice Cube talking about? That's how you get these nuts parked in your mouth. West Side Ride, bitch, the same old shit. I don't conversate with pussy, I ain't gon' get. I don't holler at these hoes that sing like Ashanti. Body like Beyonce, face like Andre. Bitch, you kinda strange, but I'm rich, so my entree got to be Bombay. No, haters can't see us. Connect gang, we the G's, nigga. Countless calls and countless charges. Street leaders making blunts out of Cuban cigars. Big body leaners, hypnotic body leaders. With a flag of hoes on us, cause a chronic is a greenest. Until my niggas incarcerated and on probation, I'ma stay thinking for the whole G Nation, yeah. This game right here is rough as fuck. These hoes out here about the bucks. These fools out here afraid to bust. I have no fear, we're afraid of what. And with my peers, I'm coming up. Fools talk real loud, but don't run up. When we come through, they run and duck. We
be still right here, so what?
It's a gangster nation, if you in, you a G. And the whole world influenced by the B and the C. Now tell the truth, rappers, you don't ball like me. Cause I'm really from the gang, y'all is industry. And while I'm serving up and coming young hustlers and cluckers, banging for the hood, causing havoc and ruckus. You niggas at the label kissing ass like suckers. And you bitches, so sit down when you piss, motherfuckers. One thing I do know, I ain't the Uno, Big Bruno, rap sumo, on Puno. I like to thank the congregation and my affiliation to the gangster nation. I'm hard on them, yeah, I'm ruthless. You like stick pussy, nigga, you're useless. You know the side, bitch, better get up on it.
Bitch, you know the side. World motherfucking wide.
And then after they cut the little crevices and put it back inside of that hood. Man, that's a waste of watermelon when all you got to do with it is pick it up like it is. Look at it.
Throw it down.
Yeah,
I love